You fashion an old, no, you sharpen an old fashioned straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. And you fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. What do you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across if you're going to chop it in the stove links?
You got me. I'm chopping wood.
Okay. What about an A-shaped frame that you might lay boards across to make a table, like for a church dinner? Short, usually A-shaped.
Salt marshes.
Okay. See, that's a generation thing. That's an interesting thing. People of a certain age will say sawbuck, and people of another age will say
walnut.
It's also, men will know about that more, too. And the same thing about the razor. You get strap from most people, but from some older people you'll get strop. Because that's what they say it. They used to say it. And if they've ever used one, if they're old enough to have really used one, their lifetimes will say strop. But most everybody else is strap. Interesting. Let's see. If you're talking about a wagon wheel, and starting with the inside, you have the hub and the spokes, and then what do you call it outside part? Okay. Well,
I have no idea.
Sometimes it has a metal thing also around the outside of it. Do you know what you call this?
A rim is what I would call it.
Okay. On a buggy, like if you have a horse and buggy, the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook, when you hitch the horse up, what do you call that bar of wood that the traces are hooked to?
That's a hook.
Single tree. I really wouldn't know.
If you haven't used one.
That's right. I've heard single tree enough to say it, but I really don't know what a single tree. I don't know anything about it.
If you had asked me this before I started doing this, I wouldn't have any idea.
You wouldn't have known. Well, I really don't either. I never hitched a wagon and a horse.
What do you have to do to land before you plant?
Plow it.
Okay. Sometimes
cultivate.
They go
back. Huh? Cultivate it.
Okay. Is that the same thing as plowing, but cultivating? Or?
Well, more or less, yes.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay. Sometimes after they plow, they go back with a thing and break it up finer. What do you call that? Break the dirt up even finer.
I was going to say harrow it.
Okay. And the bar that the wheels of the car fit onto?
Axle.
Okay. They're going to just love this when they listen to this tape, because I'm going through the book backwards. They're just going to love it. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, I'm going to ask you this. You can at least tell me no. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between these two wooden things that stick out. Do you know what you call those? Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, there's a long wooden piece that goes between the horses.
I know nothing about
it. Yeah, see, this is interesting, too, because if we at least want to know, again, you see that we can see a cutoff point. If we see one generation does know and the next one doesn't, then we see where these things have stopped being used and where the names for them. So that's just as interesting as if you had a name.
Yeah. My father used to run a team and haul freight. That was in his younger days. And he knew all about hitching teams and hauling with wagons and such. But after I came along, I was a little girl, we moved to town, and we had no such thing.